Jasmine, are you ready to go? All right, welcome to the studio, Jasmine.
Morena.
So it's International Compost Awareness Week this week, I understand.
Yeah, it is. Our dates are probably 1 or 2 days earlier. We've made them because it fits with our calendar a little bit better.
Okay.
But yeah, it's an international week to educate and educate around compost.
Okay, and I know the first thing was at Waitatuna School on Saturday, was
that's
it?
That's right.
So that's been and done.
It's been and done. Yep, that was a workshop. I think that was like a quite a great workshop.
A hot compost. Yeah.
Yeah, with Shai from Ruapoki Gardens.
Yeah,
And that was also all the proceeds from that event went to the school garden to table program.
Okay.
And then also because it was a hands-on workshop, they built some beautiful compost in, which is going to go towards the kids' garden there as well.
Okay, so the garden should be flourishing.
Yeah,
that'd be good. So what, there's something, Liz is doing something at the moment, isn't she, up at Extreme? Not literally right now, but today.
Yesterday, today and tomorrow, you can pop up to Extreme during their open hours and you get the opportunity to do a tour like this for free. If you've ever been curious about the composting systems up there, like the food composting and the green waste and all of that, Liz, the composting queen, will give you a tour of it. And that doesn't even their paid tours up there don't always get to do a tour of the composting.
Yeah,
because it's like up the driveway further.
Yes.
So it's a pretty cool special thing to do.
And it's quite an innovative thing, that hot compost unit. That
was amazing.
Extreme
yeah.
did a lot of the design on that and took ideas from other places and improved it and refined it.
Yeah, but it gives you a really good idea of what happens to that food that you, those food scraps that you put in that green bag and in the green bin out onto the road.
Yeah. So Liz is going to be there this afternoon, tomorrow afternoon.
That's right. So you can just rock up between 12:30 and I think 4:30. I think they've made it.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I know that the Raglan Horticultural Society are also going up together. There's a group of them going up together
doing
this afternoon.
A tour of that. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Mm. There's a science night Wednesday night.
Yeah, so this Wednesday, so tomorrow night,
yeah.
Already, science night at the Harbourview Hotel. The last science night was, instead of the 6 to 7, it was the 7 to 8, and that was based on the speakers, their availability and what time they were rocking into town. I've done this every year, but I asked the audience, you know, does this time actually work for you better? And everyone said yes.
Okay.
So the new time for Science Night is 7 to 8.
Okay. And what's it about this week?
So it's playing into the theme of Compost Awareness Week.
Yeah.
And it's called Do's and Don'ts.
Yes.
So we are talking about poop.
Poop and your poop. Compost, or what to do?
Poop
what to do with
compost.
Poop?
Yeah, what to do with your poop? How to compost it?
Like human poop or dog poop or
all of it?
Any
all
poop.
The poop?
Okay.
Yeah.
So who's and there's a panel discussion.
There is a panel discussion.
Who
so
we got?
Far, 100% confirmed. Rolando, the veterinarian from Anexa.
Yeah.
Liz Stanway, of course.
Yes.
And Manu Moana. I don't know if you know Manu.
I sort of know Manu, yeah. But what's his...
His experiences in building composting toilets.
Okay, right, yep.
Yeah, yes, and then I'm just trying to confirm two other people, and they are experts in their field related to this, but I don't have 100% confirmation from them yet, so I won't mention them, just in case they can't come.
Well, let me know tomorrow morning, hopefully, and we'll announce it tomorrow morning.
So, cool.
Yeah, and nice. No doubt on Facebook and what have you.
Yeah, that's right.
What else have we got coming up?
So also to round off the week, we have got Pauline Abrahams is opening up her garden for people to be able to come in and have a look at her composting system. So she's a incredible home. She's got an incredible, beautiful little compact garden, but she also has very beautiful, well-run, compact home composting systems, including a worm farm. So she knows a lot about that backyard compact system. So for those people who are wanting to set up that something in their backyard and they've got like a small space that they want to have a nice veggie garden and a worm farm And that it's a good opportunity to go and have a look at what someone else has done really well. So, I mean, you can go onto our website and have a look at all of our events anytime.
Yeah.
Our website is whaingaroa.org.nz, and if you just click on events at the top of the page, it will take you to all of our events. But Pauline's, you can drop into Pauline's this Friday.
Yes.
Between 10 and 1 p.m. 10 a.m. Okay. and 1 p.m. Just drop in any time, and she will come out and say hi and show you what she's done.
Okay. And I just saw Tanya walk past. Is Tanya coming in?
We've got a meeting shortly.
You've got a meeting, okay. Yeah. Well, she wasn't due in here for this.
No.
Okay, cool. All right. Is that everything, Jasmine?
No, I just want to point out that the Whangaroa Repair Cafe is this weekend.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. So it's, as always, as we've said, it's the second Saturday of each month, which is this Saturday. It runs from 10 a.m. to midday, but they take the last items at 11:30 to give them time to finish up.
Okay.
Yeah, so make sure you pop down with those things that you have had in the back of your head you want fixed. It's really, really worth it, yeah.
Okay, cool. All
and
right,
Stuart Street Hall. Okay,
oh, yeah, Stuart Street Hall, yes.
Bye.
Thank you for coming in. All right, folks, so we're going to have a little break, and then I'll be right back with John, and we'll be looking at what the community board's dealing with at the moment.